fighting about Dvarim Shamah B'Kach.
Right.
You might be right, but it's not worth the issue.
Whether you're,
like, Trump. Again, you might be right. You're right. In health, you're right. But there's most of the things that people argue about are stupidities in the scale of real life, of important things. So forget about it. So that he did insult him or didn't insult him, apologize. How you feel you were right and you didn't? Who cares? Just apologize and be friends and forget about it.
No, I agree.
Okay. That's all that time meant. Okay, let's move. We are on Chavav Amid Beis. And we are talking about Mr. Doesn't say the Meduni. The Meduni was the first story, but it's a similar story. Somebody was in Yerushalayim, and doesn't even say he was in Yerushalayim. Yeah, he was in Yerushalayim, and he wanted to give presents. He bought himself a base raiva, which is a 10 by 10, near Yerushalayim. He said a tefach by tefach should be given to Pliny, and with it should go 100 side and 100 chavis. That's what he said. Now, in a tefach by tefach, you cannot fit 100 ton on the chavis.
Base
raiva is a set amount of, again, when the Gemara uses these terms, now Dr. Schwab told me yesterday that depends which how fertile the land is, but when the Gemara uses the term of base raiva to tell me an amount of land, the Gemara is going by the regular base raiva. And that's built on the fact that the Gemara says that the Chatzar HaMishkam, which was 100 by 50, was base sasayim. It was a land that you could plant tusa. And therefore, the Gemara always works off that cheshbon. So if a base sasayim is 100 by 50 amas, which is 5,000 square amas, a base sa is 2,500 square amas, which means a 24th of a base sa is 104 square amas, which is a 10 by 10 with a fraction. Now, he didn't give the guy the base raiva. He gave the guy a tefach. And with the tefach, he wants to give him 100 sheep and 100 cattle. So the Gemara wants to prove from here that the sheep and barrels don't have to be located, 1 minute, Dr. Schwab, don't have to be located on the land. Because if they would have to be located on the land, they can't fit on a tefach by tefach. The Gemara answered that he didn't give him the sheep and the barrels. He wanted to give him the value of 100 sheep and 100 barrels. Money. And money can fit on a tefach by tefach, and it was on that item. That's what the Gemara said. That was the answer of why it's not approved. The Gemara came back and said, not only is it not approved, but it makes sense. Because if it were the actual sheep and barrels, he would use chalipin. Just give a handkerchief. The guy should give him his handkerchief and acquire the 100 sheep and the 100 barrels. Why does he need to have land? So therefore it proves that we're dealing with cash, and cash cannot be acquired by chalipin. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara came back and said it's not a proof. Now again, let me explain what the Gemara is doing here. It's not saying that it's not cash. It's saying you can't prove that it is cash by the lack of chalipin, because it could be the recipient is not here, and nobody wants to do it for him. And therefore, there is nobody here to do chalipin. That's what the Gemara answers. So at the end of the day, we did not prove it so far, because it could be cash. It could be not cash. We don't know. If it's cash, then you don't prove anything. And if it's not cash, you would have been able to prove, but prove means 100%. Once I have another option, it's not a proof. Yes, doctor.
Three things. Number one, I didn't say anything yesterday that you didn't already know. That's fine. Number two, something very interesting is going on here. Is there's an equivalent of value to the
to the what?
To the Metzius itself. This actually seems to me there may be some relationship between the ongoing debate as to whether if you own the Paris, the usufruct of a land, is the equivalent to owning the land.
I have, please excuse me, I see no comparison at all.
The question is, you know, when you own something, what is it to you? Is it the value of it, or is it the thing in itself?
Why would you see this here?
Because that's what we're talking about. Is, you know, are we talking about whether or not the value...
No, the question is, what is he giving him, cash? Or either.
Right. But implicit in this, there is a potential difference between cash and items. that's a minor point.
Okay, good. Maybe I'm not going to argue the point now. Yes.
The other point, the real reason I raised my hand, is I must put my marker in the wrong place. Where are
we? Chavav Amid Beis, towards the bottom. I haven't started the Gemara yet. We are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines.
Thank you very much. Sorry.
Nine lines in the bottom. I hadn't said where it was yet. I'm just giving a background to the Gemara. So at the end of the day, so far, we have two ways of learning the Gemara. Either it was the sheep and the barrels, and he did it with agav. It wasn't on the linen, and that's good enough, if that works. Or it was cash, and the cash was on the linen, and then you don't prove anything about agav. Again, the kinyan was agav, but the item was on the linen that he was giving him. Correct the Gemara. Elamai. All right. Elamai. Let's go back. I'm going to start from Hachinami Mistabra, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines at the bottom. We're going to prove now that it's cash. These Tavkadai Tachmei Tzai Namei Chav is Mamesh. If you're going to tell me he gave him the items, Niknidu Nahali B'Chalipin. Why doesn't he give it to B'Chalipin? So therefore, is a raya that it must not be cash. That it must be cash. Fact the Gemara Lamai L'Demei. So what do you want to say it's cash? So hand him the cash. Why do you have that agav? You're asking me, he should have done chalipin. Right. So give him the cash. You have the same problem if it's cash as if it's items. Your problem with items was do chalipin. Well, so therefore you said it's cash. Well, if it's cash, give it to him. Ella the lesser mekabel matana. Terry says you'll tell me you don't want to do cash because he's not here, right? And nobody wants to do the kinyan, do the meshicha. Nobody wants to do it for him. Okay, that be the lesser mekabel matana. Fracting Gemara. Maybe some people don't want to do Mashicha, Chalipin, because they don't want to give up their handkerchief for a minute. Don't ask me why. But maybe they would do Mashicha. Doesn't cost them anything. He doesn't trust people. One giving the present didn't trust anybody to make the kinyan for the guy. He was afraid if he'd let people do Mashicha, the people would take it, and who knows what would happen to it, right? Because if you give Mashicha, you're giving over the item. So if you say to him, do Mashicha of these 100 sheep, he would do Mashicha and then take the sheep to hold it for the other person. Yeah, hold it for the other person. So therefore, that's why he did agaf.
Still on cash, though? We're talking about cash?
No, we're saying like this. We wanted to answer that we don't want to prove either way. It can either be cash or it can be the item. Our question is, if it's the item, why can't he ask somebody else? By chalipin, the guy doesn't want to do the chalipin. But Mashicha doesn't cost anybody anything. Our answer is, the Nisan doesn't trust people. Doesn't want them taking control over the item. Doesn't trust them. Let me just finish. Savar shamat v'achaluhu. The recipient, the guy who's doing the Mashicha for the intended recipient, will eat it up, will use it. And therefore, he didn't do Mashicha. So at the end of the day, we have no proof. You can learn its items, you can learn its cash. So what does that mean? He has no option. He has an option of Mashicha. There is no other option. It's not true. He has another option. If it's items, he has the option of Mashicha.
He should be, it's not an option because he
doesn't trust. So, to Gemara, but that's not called not an option. That means you don't want to do it. And for the Gemara, how can you come out? The fact that he doesn't trust them, he doesn't have a solution. Rashi. Rashi, when Niskanu Lahalei, the Mashicha de Achar, Zocha Be'elu Leploini, be Zocha with his items for that person. He didn't trust the people. Because once he does Meshicha, the Metaltlim is in the hands of the other guy. But Mekayim Bebeitzai, the guy would keep it in his house, and you wouldn't be able to check out to make sure it went over. You have no control over it anymore. He does have an option. Dr. Gemara, if you don't trust people, it's not an option. End of story. This day so far, we have not proven the Shaila. Does Agav need it to be on the piece of land or not? So far, we tried twice to prove that it's not, and we got out of the proof both times. Yes, Rabbi Kohn.
The Meshicha that would have been done in the Havin over there is talking about actual animals, and he would have to go and pull each one?
Correct. The truth is, it could be by cash also the same question. Let somebody do Meshicha on the money.
Yeah, that's also what I was bothered by. Are we changing? Our whole part here is just to show that it's not. I don't know what is our main point here, that no one was that.
Again, the Gemara wanted to prove it's the Dmei, because if it's not the Dmei, let him do Chalipin. The Gemara responded, if it is the Dmei, let him do Meshicha.
Right.
So the Gemara said that, but the Gemara said that nobody, that he's not here. He's not here. Right. In fact, the Gemara, that's great that he's not here, and maybe nobody wants to do Chalipin. But why wouldn't anybody want to take the cash? Forget about items now for a second. Let somebody take the cash for the guy.
There's no one there.
He's not here. The recipient's not here. So the Gemara said, why don't you use somebody else to do the chalipin? Nobody wants to do it. The chalipin. But cash, to take cash, they'd be willing to do.
What chalipin is the problem of?
People with hands over a handkerchief. Nobody wants to do it. Nobody's interested.
Would they be interested in?
I cycle up in front of. If he wants to give you a present.
More of a hassle to do that than leaping. Still got to get the guy the cash. He's giving.
Again, for whatever reason, people don't want to give their Kaylee up for Khalipin. And don't ask me why. I can't put myself in that person's situation. That's what Rashi said.
Here, they're getting something out of the deal. They're taking the stuff to their house. And, oh, gosh, you know.
That's the Gemara's answer.
Right.
Thank you.
That's what they would do instead of.
Touch them out. Now we're going to try to prove it again. My sibling Rav Gamliel was scaring them. Rav Gamliel and other Tanoim. They were traveling on a boat. And Rabbi Gamliel had not given people reshus to take trumas and maestras off his grain. And he was afraid that people would eat it without the separation of trumas and maestras, assuming Rabbi Gamliel must have taken care of it. So here he is on the boat, and he reminds himself that in his field there's grain piled up, and people might go to eat it without separating trumas and maestras. He's on a boat. What does he do?
How are going to take his grain with him?
His family, his cousin, his second cousin will come and say, oh, I can have it, with reshus. But it wasn't taken to Mr. Maestras. It was tevel. So he was concerned. So what did he do? Amr l'amr l'akrashi, shoybom b'srina, b'shachach, and he forgot, v'leinasin reshus l'trayim. What he should have done before he left is told somebody, take care of the trumas and maestras. He forgot. Amar lem Rav Gamliel iskeinim. Itzur shani nasid lamud. The tenth that I will separate. Nasid Yeshua means truma he had taken. This is on maestras. He said, that should be given to Yeshua, who was a Levi. Umekai my muskuloi. Let him rent the place. And Bizaika in the Maeserishin that has not been separated yet. But I am renting him the place somewhere in my field where the grain is. And he should be kind of 10% of the grain along with the field. So he said, let him rent the land, and with the rental of the land, let him acquire the Maestarishan, which is not yet separated, but will be separated. And Iser Achar Shani Asin Lamud, and the second tenth, it was a year of Maestar Ani, Nasin Leiler Rebbe Kiva Ben Yosef, Kadesh Yitzke Bar Laniyim, Rebbe Kiva was a Gabbai Tzaka, so he should be Zaycha for the poor, and Mekai Mai Muskalai, and the place where it is should be rented to Rebbe Kiva. Now, why did he have to have rent that? Why couldn't he rent a piece of land somewhere else? Right? Why can't he rent a piece of land somebody else? Why did he have to rent the piece of land where the thing is? Could have rented a piece of land anywhere in the bottom of his basement. And with that, they should be kind of the Maestarishan. Or with that, they should be kind of the Maestarani. Why is he giving him the kaimai? Therefore, the Gemara wants to say, "Shaini hashmami na bayin tziburim." That means it has to be on this land. I'm renting him this piece of land that has the Maestarishan on it, and it'll be kind of agav, but it's on the land. Zok the Gemara no raya, shaini hasam kechlo chano. He was doing them a favor. He was giving the Maestarishan to Yeshua. He didn't want that Rabbi Shua should feel a need to remove the Maestarishan as soon as he gets back home, because it's on somebody else's land. He has no permission to keep it there. Can I just finish this? So therefore, he decided to rent him out that piece of land. So now Rabbi Shua is the boss over that piece of land, and there's no pressure to remove it. Yes, what is your problem?
I understand how this whole process is happening. He didn't separate Meister.
Right.
And now he's doing what?
He's giving Meister, or he's separating what he's now. He's making Maestarishan what is in the future going to be separated.
Yesh Brera, with assumption, right?
Yesh Brera.
And that allows people to eat.
Therefore, people can come and eat as long as they don't eat up the whole thing. Meaning, the person speak out, if there's a fear to eat up the whole thing, it won't help, because then they're eating Maestarishan. He's giving it, and the assumption is there's enough there that even if they eat, there'll be leftover Maestarishan and Maestarani.
And he gave that to you, Rabbi Yeshua.
He gave Rabbi Yeshua Maestarishan, and he gave Rabbi Kiva the Maestarani. So Rabbi Kiva was a Gabbai Tzaka.
Doesn't say he gave the other land to Kiva Ben.
It's it done.
He gave him land also?
Yes, that does it.
Okay. Is this a Mishnah Meret?
No. See, that's, again, very good point you brought up. I was going to leave it there after I do the Rashi. The Gemara Bat Metzia has a suffix whether he did Agav or did Chatzer. This Gemara is assuming that he did Agav. There's no mention of Chatzer here. But before I should speak out, this Gemara assumes it was a Mishnah Meret. If it wasn't Mishnah Meret, you can't be kind of a Chatzer.
Leaves green and a Chatzer Shein of Mishnah Meret.
Yeah. You'll write a letter and find out why it works that way. I can't, into Metzias, and I can't get involved. The Gemara about Metzias was Supik. What Kenyan did he use? Agav or Chatzer? If he used Chatzer, there's no discussion here.
When do these people become aware of this donation to my after he returns, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about. They were on the boat.
Rabbi Shua
was on the boat. Rabbi Kiva was on the boat. Says Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Leo came with Skanim. One of them was Rabbi Shua, and one of them was Rabbi Kiva.
Chalipin and the other things wouldn't work there?
Theoretically, could have done Chalipin. But this is what he did. See, what you're asking is a Kasha Ramaisa. We asked him before, and therefore, because the Gemara said, Ain't Lutakana. So we were looking for solutions. Here we're not looking for solutions. This is what Rabbi Leo did. Could he have done Chalipin? Yes, he could have done Chalipin.
And the rental that he's giving him is for rent free? He's not charging the rental.
You don't know. Maybe he is. Penny.
The tzibur means that they're already harvested or they're not harvested?
They were piled grain ready to take Trumas and Maestras. Can't take Trumas and Maestras from grain that's not harvested.
Tzibur
means a pile. Pile automatically means harvested.
But that means that they could figure out how much they need to take from Meister.
Obviously, it must have had an exact cheshbon. Meister has to be exact. You're making a good point. Truma can be done by estimation. You don't need an exact amount. Meiser has to be exactly a tenth, no less, no more. Can't give more Meiser.
What happens if you give more?
You mess everything up. No, it's not mevatel everything. It ends up that the Meiser is not really Meiser. Only 10% is Meiser, and the rest is Tevel.
No mice was taken on the temple.
Right. Yes.
Brother David Morgenstern has written on this because obviously there is an acceptable error. There has to be.
Could be. Again, the Gemara always says mice has to be exact. I won't get involved what exact means. Whatever exact means.
The one thing I remember is that tefillin has to be square.
To the best of our ability, we're humans, exactly.
Right, and okay. It mentions that the hypotenuse has to be, 1.125, and it's not, it's 1.414.
Again, that's how the guy, we go,
that's
I went.
Acceptable error.
Exactly.
So he gave, when we learned from this, he gave him the part of his land, the assumption was that.
He did give him part of his land. And the assumption is that I got that. He gave them the Meiser each and the Meiser Adi.
So that's a riot that it has to be...
On. Because why else would he give that land? And the Gemara's answer is, he didn't want them to feel a pressure to remove it. So therefore he rented them that land. So now it's their land. There's no rush to remove the Meiser region off it.
He must have had a cheshmo with how much he had before.
I said that.
Because it's letting
him buy
his ticket.
He
can't calculate it later.
He's
missing.
Rashi. Not only Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua Bechananya. Kedamim Masech Tesechon. Maiser Rabbi Yeshua Bechananya. Shehalach Masayeh. We're proving that Rabbi Yeshua Bechananya was a Levi. That Rabbi Yeshua Bechananya was a Levi. Rashi says, where do we see in Shas that Rabbi Yeshua is a Levi? From a Gemara Neuchon. It says there, Maiser Rabbi Yeshua Bechananya. So Halach Lusayah is Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgada by Gophis Glossus. Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgada was a Levi, and he was closing the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, and Rabbi Shua ben Echananya came to help him. Amaloi Chazarabach. So Rabbi Yechon told him, go back, don't do it, don't touch it. So Atom and Amashayrim, Banim and Ashayrim. We are assigned different jobs. You are from the Levium that sing, and I'm from the Levium in charge of the gates, and you're not allowed to go into my Avodah. That's that Gemara in Erchon. I'm a Levi, however. From the story, we see that he was a Levi. Sifri. Ukwabikish Chananya is a Sifri. This is a Gemara, and it's also a Brisa. Ukwabikish Rabbi Yeshua B'Chananya L'Saya Shabiechim and Godan. Amalai, Chazor L'Acharecha, the Loshna Sifri. Go back. Atam Achayev B'Nafshecha. You'll be Chayev Misa if you help me. Sha'atam Min Amshayrim, Vanim Min Ashayrim. We were assigned different jobs, and crossing the line is a chi of misa b'dei shemayim. That's what Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgada told Rabbi Yeshua Mechananya. What we want this for is one thing, maybe the Levi. Right. Umekayma Musker, b'nasilai Rabbi Yeshua Pruta, b'schar hamokam. Yeshua paid him. B'nimtza metalklam nikna im akarka b'kesef. He rented it for money, and he was kind of the metalklam. Right. The Mishnah finishes in Meisher Sheni that they took money. Even though the Meisher Sheni hadn't been separated, Kriya Shemhu, it's still calling it Meisher Sheni. It is usher for a chaver, which means a reliable person like Rabbi Gamliel, to leave over food that hasn't been taken care of. And if somebody would eat from this, they would not get a chiyah misa for eating tevel. Because it will always come back and separate the meiser later on. This was a year of meiser shani, a meiser ani. Rabbi Kiva wasn't poor. Rabbi Kiva was a very wealthy man. So why in the world are you giving Maaser Ani to Rabbi Kiva? The answer is, he was a Gabay Aniyim. Rashi points out, they were both in the boat with him.
He was a wealthy man.
Yes. Gemara in the Dorim says he became wealthy from six different sources. Yes. Not when he got married. He was very poor. But later on in life, he was a very wealthy man. The Gemara says, the Gemara in the Dorim makes six different ways that Rabbi Akiva became rich.
Real estate, nursing homes, two of them?
No, neither of them. One of them is his father-in-law, after his father-in-law.
That came around?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yes. Akiva
Misa, Maiden Tevel? B'Deshamayim. Not that that's so easy. You're making it sound, oh, that's not so terrible. Death is death.
I didn't know it's such a harsh
Yeah, it's pretty harsh. Mm-hmm. That's the problem Reuven Leal had. That was his problem. Had he not been a chaver, nobody would have touched it. It's because he was a chaver, and everybody assumes that a chaver did it, which makes it usher for a chaver to leave it around, and he forgot. He's human. That's all. I didn't make up the story. I wouldn't make up a story that Reuven Leal forgot. But the Gemara says he did. What am I supposed to do? Like, nothing like even Ben Yair did that. Tziburim bein, I'm becoming Mekaymai. He says, that place, Lein Malkamachar. Lein Lichinu, Lahaytim Hashem, calls him on Shiratzu Lanich Hashem. He didn't want them to have to get it out of there. So he basically rented to them, making them the decision makers of how long they want to keep it there.
They were returning to
Israel. I have no idea. For all I know, they were coming in a boat.
Does that mean they were coming back home?
You want to learn that way? You can write the story. I don't know.
But it had to be taken now.
Because people at home would be eating from it, assuming that mices were separated.
When do you have to take in other words, as soon as you harvest it,
after you thresh it and pile it up.
And then immediately you're high.
Again, I think we're missing the boat. We're not worried about the chiv. We're worried about the people who eat it. Because a chaver takes care of it immediately. Whether he's chayiv or not, he takes care of it immediately. That's what chaverim do. And Rabbi Gamliel forgot.
By the time he got home, it's possible that it was for other people, other
non-Chaverim. Not non-Chaverim! People in his family would assume that he took care of it and go eat from that grain.
I mean, every time a farmer harvests, he makes a pile, and he's going to be doing this for 3 weeks or whatever. Every time he makes a pile, he has to be careful nobody eats from that pile.
Correct. But usually, when you're home, you take care of things and people ask you. But when you're not home, they make assumptions. Yes?
Yeah,
there's
a
bride's
remission.
Yeah, which, but the lucky. 100%! You can rely that a chaver took off to Mr. Meisters. You can rely on that. And this chaver forgot once in his lifetime.
I've always wished that I could pass a number of things happened on that.
Yes, a lot of things happened on that boat ride. Exactly. Doug to give my right. Tashima was still trying to prove the Shaila. The Amar Yitzchak, Rabbi by Yitzchak, Amar Rav. Rabbi by Yitzchak said in the name of Rav. Shnei Staris. There are two different halachas that apply to Staris. There are many more halachas that apply to Staris. But in the subject matter that we're going to talk about, there's two different ways in the shtar. Again, there's many halachas that apply to shtar, but these are two different kinds, different halachas in the shtar that we're zeroing in on. Number one, Zachu b'sada zu l'ploini. You tell somebody, do me a favor, make a kinyan in this field for somebody. I want to give Shimon a present. Can you guys make a kinyan in this field for Shimon? Asking people to do Shimon a favor and receive the present for him. Now, in field, you can't hand it to them. So you say, make a kinyan in the field for Shemen. And kisvu as a star. Then write him a star that I gave him the field. That's what he told people. This is the story. Somebody walked over to a few people and he said, do me a favor. Can you guys make a kinyan in the field and then write a star that I gave it to Shimon? And then he changes his mind. Chayze b'shtar, v'ayna chayze b'sada. They went and made a kinyan. And then he changed his mind. He can change his mind and say, don't write the star. The kinyan and the star are two separate things. Make the kinyan, A, write a star, B. They made the kinyan, it worked. Write the star, I changed my mind. Why don't I want him to have a star? I don't want a star saying that I did anything. I don't want it. I'm nervous. I don't like stars on me. Not good that people have contracts that I gave away. I'm not interested. He can change his mind.
How's the other guy know that
he's friend? Well, they'll tell him we were zecha for him. But the guy's going to have to, he has no proof. He'll never be able to prove it for 3 years.
Well,
as long as these guys are around. But it makes it much harder for him. That's one case.
Listen, he couldn't have it, the recipient of the batana couldn't have it written?
No.
Star?
No.
Why not?
Star has to be written by the one who's giving things up, not by the one who's getting it.
No, but he can't have two A&M testify that...
They can, but not by writing. Again, I just told you, you can't write a star again unless you are the person losing on the deal. I know what you want to say. Dr. Harris sold me a field, and he didn't write a star. I can't go to the aid and say, write a star that he sold it to me. Cannot do that. He can, I can't. Because the star has a lot of consequences. The star makes it that if somebody takes away the field because of a previous debt, you have to reimburse them. Without a star, there's no achrayus. Star makes a difference. Not just a piece of paper. It makes halachic consequences. Who says he wants to agree to those?
Who says it has to be a halachic star? Why can't this be a...
It's meaningless! So write it yourself.
I'm a tana.
There's no achrayus mamatana. But there's a star that he can't come and say, I never gave it to you. Makes life simpler for the recipient.
Why can't I just write a regular piece of paper and say...
You can't write something down with witnesses unless the person that's losing by it is agreeing to it.
I don't understand. Just why can't these people, they're saying...
You can't testify in writing. No edus is accepted in writing except a star. And the star has halachas. You can't write a star. Because if I could write a star, I get two people to write that Shimon owes me $1,000. I have a star. He told the seller, said, write it for him.
How can they're not allowed to write it? The seller has to write it.
No, he can authorize somebody to write it for him. I don't know how to write. Nobody can read my handwriting. Who has experience reading my handwriting?
So here are two kinyanim here? One that they should work for
one? One kinyan.
So what is it mean to put this to this
app? Make a kinyan.
Make a kinyan other than writing the
star? No! The star is not the kinyan. The star is a proof. Kinyan is made before the star.
In other words, you have to do the kinyan of opening gate or opening
whatever gate. It is, exactly.
And then normal thing.
No, he told them to. No normal.
Star.
He said, write the guy a star that I gave him the present.
Well, it's not necessary.
It's he decided from the benevolence of his heart to give the present with a star. And then he changed his mind. Now, he changed his mind from the whole present. But for that, it's too late. Because he said, make the kinyan and write the star. They made the kinyan. But the star is not an automatic. That's what the Brisa says. That's all I'm saying. Next case. Zochu b'sar. He writes, make the kinyan on the condition that you write the star. That means he doesn't want the kinyan to work till after the star is written. Then, chayzer baby star baby sadah. That means, till that star is actually written, he can still change his mind. Because even though they made the kinyan was conditional. He said to them, make the kinyan on the condition that you will write him a star and give it to him. Now, if he backs out of the star, he never kept the condition, the matan is gone. Written and given to the guy.
It's written but it's never given to the
then
guy.
Then it means nothing. The recipient.
The whole thing can be written in that about to leave is, you know, I forget that, give that star back.
Correct. Maybe not. Maybe the case is as soon as it's written completely, that their kinyan they made works. I don't know.
He opened the statement with Zubu and then Almanah. Zubu Zubu Boni Almanah.
Yeah.
So they did a he did an act of Hazaka?
But was it conditional? It was a conditional. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Snake star says, Snake dinim chalukim bishtar. Zachu besad the soup. Hezeku by Lutzarchoi. Do a chazaka for his need. The kitzul as a star, the raya of Alma. Write him the star as a proof. Chayze bishtar, my main retainer, stay like raya beyond. I don't want him to have a proof. Amanas, Chayze rab besada. Charlie us and shlukim liskais, elim a star. He didn't make them shluach to be zaycha only with the star. He changed his mind. So now the condition wasn't met. Okay. So far, we haven't proven anything. When the star is written. Then the conditions work. Correct.
I want to know in the first case, the Kupa said that only the cusp was the star. Above in the cusp, Kitu, is not one statement, so could they be, or you got to do both things to make it.
He didn't say Amanas. Can you go to Unger's and buy me a donut? Two separate things. I'm asking you to go to Unger's. Or let me make better case. Can you go to Unger's and buy me a donut and a soda? Is one conditional on the other?
No, but over here we're talking about...
Same thing. Make the kinyan and write him a star. Doesn't say a word about condition.
I want you to work the field... And write a star. And why wouldn't I think that's Tokadei Dibor?
Again, did he say the word on condition?
Example that Rabbi just gave was two different items.
This is also two different items. Make the kinyan and write a star.
That star is only referring to the land. It's not just a star.
It doesn't make a difference, but it's a new thing. It's a different thing. It didn't say on condition. Why should it be dependent one on the other? He said two separate things.
Because once you're zoicha on the land, you don't need the star.
Yes, you do, for proof.
But it doesn't mean it's taken away.
I'm not taking away the land. You're right. Once you're zoicha on the land in the first case, it's his.
So that's the difference. It's two different. It's not two different items, but it's two different actions.
Yes. Yes, doctor.
Minor point. Fievel could probably comment on this better than I can, but actually the term would not be conditional. It would be separable. Are they two separable events? You even said
that. Right. It's separable, which means it's not conditional.
It means not related.
Okay. Fine.
You can have two things that are related, which are not conditional. So
fine. Amar Rav Chiyabar Avin Amar Rav Huna Shleish Ishtar is saying. He adds a different halacha in Ishtar. Trei Hadamra, the two that we said. Idach, a new thing. In Kodam Meicher V'Kasel Eis Ishtar. Okay, let me write this, let me say this outside. Shimon wants to give Levi a present. So Shimon went and wrote a star, I am selling my field to Levi. He's allowed to do that. It's his field. So he's not hurting anybody but himself writing that shtar. Gets two Adam to sign it. I'm selling the field to Levi. He has the shtar. Did not give the shtar to anybody. Then he went and told somebody. Then he went to somebody, or the recipient, or anybody else, make a kinyan on the land. He didn't hand him the shtar as a kinyan. Told him, go make a kinyan on the land. As soon as the guy makes the kinyan, the shtar automatically belongs to the recipient. If the shtar was pre-written, and then he told him to make a kinyan, the shtar goes along with the kinyan automatically. That's the halacha. Feed it inside. Shleishi starts in Hadam Aron. Idach, the third one is Im Kadam Meicher Bekasim Leisa Star. Kaisis is Shanidu, like we learned in the Mishnah. Kaisim Star Lemeicher Abishin Lekeirimai. You can write a star for the seller without having the buyer here. Kibin Shehechzik Ima Bekarka. Nix the star Bechomokim Shehu. How does it work? Agav. Means it's automatically assumed that with the land, you're selling him the shtar also. That's what it's assumed. How is he kind of the shtar? What's the kinyan of the shtar? Why does the shtar become his as soon as you get the land? The answer is, because the assumption is that if you pre-write a shtar and then make a kinyan, you want the kinyan to help for the shtar also. But how can the kinyan on the land help for that piece of paper? Agav, but it's not on the land. Is a raya? Shmamina. Loibin and Tzivurimba. Is a raya that you don't need it to be piled up.
What's the star? What's the star for? Raya?
Yeah.
Is the star raya? That's called the Talcalan?
Isn't it? What is it?
I don't know. Is it a
chafetz? What else is it?
Is it a what?
Is it a,
no, I'm trying to say it's like,
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Is it the few paper pennies of value of the paper?
Yeah, what is it?
It's an item.
I'm selling them. That's called when we say agav, that's what means.
I'm trying to, again, so far you've been talking in half a sentence. And I've not put one sentence together yet.
But Rabosh understands.
Now, how do you go down a shtar to let's say, sheep?
What's the difference?
Shtar is a kinyan act. I mean, that maybe...
He's not using it for a kinyan.
Yeah, but maybe because he...
I'll let you write your own rules. To me, a shtar is a piece of paper, and a piece of paper is an item. Now, if you tell me it's not worth a pruta, I can hear your question. Is a raya shmamin aloy bein and tzivurim? I'm sorry? That's, but what? Let's say it was. You're right. I don't know what would happen if it's not worth it. What? Can't hear you.
If it's not worth anything, then...
I don't know what the halacha would be. I don't know if... I said I don't know.
Yeah, you can't prove the sheep.
Yeah.
Dr. Gemara Baiter. Amvita Gemara. No raya. Shiny star... The Afsara the Karahu. Star is different. It's the handle of the land. We view it as the handle of the land. We don't view it as a separate item. It's like it were attached to the land. Not a king in Agav. It's part of the land. When you write a star of sale and it's there, it's like part of the land. Frekta Gemar, but that's not what the Brisa says. The Brisa says, this is Agav. The Brisa interprets why you created a star, because this is Agav. The Brisa says it on this case. A different Brisa somewhere. There is a Brisa on this specific case that it works because of Agav. It's a raya, shmamina, loybin, and tzimurumba, shmamina. The raya, you don't need it to be on the land. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Kaisim shtar lemeicher. No, mkadam, before that. Kaitim nesina sakasev, kaitim shehevzik. Before he gave the money, or before he made the chazaka. Kaisim shtar lemeicher, sada b'chor lepoini. Loybin shtar mugdamu. Rashi has a problem. How can you write a star? It's predated. You're not supposed to predate a star. If you didn't sell it to him yet, How can you write the shtar? The Drashic, even the Kanim name Mahashta. So what happens is, they're going to do the Kenyan right away, so therefore, since they're going to do the Kenyan right away, it's not called a pre-dated shtar. Abaye says that the Edom with their signatures can acquire it for the person. And therefore, it's not considered predated because there's an acquisition. It's a very shrair Rashi. Needs a lot of explanation that by them signing it, they are doing some sort of a Kenyan in the shtar. Doesn't become his yet, but some kind of commitment to the point that it's not called a predated shtar. Do Rishayim have a big problem with this Rashi? I don't have a good shot in Rashi. Marshech, if they're Zaycha, then it's a shtar already. If they weren't Zaycha, so what does that mean? I don't have shot in Rashi. Let me just finish the Rashi. Kivu Shehechzik, Rabchi Bar Avin Amalov, Einim and HaMishnah. Nikna Shtar, Nacham Eloi Zek, Honey Shtar, Bekarka Bechazaka, Vashtar Ima. Obviously, he said, because of the land and the star. Abster, Claim a Beis HaChizasa, it's handled. The Kigan Karka Dami. Vizuhi, Al-Mashar Nechassim, Kishtar. So we see, other Nechassim are like a star, because the Braisa says this is Agav. Yes, Doctor.
Are Saras dated to the day per se, or to the time of day?
Day.
That's what I thought. So wouldn't it have been simpler just to say that the Shtar and the transaction are on the same day?
Right. So that's the problem. Because the problem is, when the Edom signed the Shtar, they have no idea when that transaction is going to take place. And therefore, they're not allowed to sign the Shtar. How can I sign a shtar saying that the field was sold on Monday
when
you know yet that the field was sold on Monday?
Okay.
So Rashi brings two answers. Either that they made a kinyan to do the sale, meaning he committed himself to do the sale that day, or Aiden make it work, which I don't understand how it works. I said I don't know Pshat and Rashi. At the end of the day, we've proven our point. You don't need Tzivurim for Agav. And that going back to the Chametz, that's why Reb Baruch was able to rent a section of his basement to the guy, and along with that rental, made a kinyan all the Chametz that he was empowered to sell all across the metropolitan area of Cleveland.
And we're bringing the Raya from his third type of star?
From the third type of star, correct. The Raya is from the third type of star.
Because a star can't be, you have to make a kinyan to the seller, to the buyer, to give him the star. Is that what's going on here?
The star, you don't, again, we're saying now that the star automatically became the buyer's.
Because it's a handle on it, or...
You might have struck the Gemara and to the bride said it worked because of Aga.
But the lab became... It became the buyer's anyways without a star.
Correct.
So the star could have come a week later too.
Could have, but the Gemara is saying he can't change his mind.
Now he has to find a fancy way to make a kinyan on that star.
No.
Can't give him a present.
Yeah. He told the Adam, do me a favor. He wrote the star
before he sold the land.
Then he went to the guy and said, make a kinyan, and with that you'll be kind of the star.
And without doing that...
He can give it to him whenever he wants. He changed his mind now. He doesn't want to give him the star. Who does the star belong to?
The star doesn't have to even exist.
But it exists. And he told him, be kind of it.
And he can't just give it.
You could, but he doesn't want to give it.
And when eventually he gives it, he wants to do it through a Kenyan.
No, again. On Monday morning, he was in a good mood. He wrote a star. On Monday afternoon, he sold the field. And when he sold the field to the guy, he said, with this kinyan on the field, acquire the star also. Star is in his living room.
He couldn't back out of it.
Can he back out or not?
He can't.
Right. Why not? Because the guy acquired the star. How did he acquire the star? That's what the price says. Without the price, I would have said, star is considered attached to the land. Yes, doctor.